Psachim Perk Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 7:11. The Mishnah will define what is considered to be basar, meat, on the Korban Pesach. And this is especially important because each person who is on the registry, who is one of the menuyim for the Korban, needs to have at least one kazayas of basar, of meat, allocated to him or her. And therefore, we need to make sure we know which are the pieces which are eligible to be constitute basar, for which one could be yoti his obligation of eating Korban Pesach, a kazayas thereof, which are the pieces meet those criteria. So, the Mishnah says, the basic definition is, kol ha-nechal b'shor ha-gadol, any part of meat that would be edible in a full-grown bull, ye'achal b'gdi harach, that can be considered meat, and therefore if you eat such a piece of the young, tender kid, baby goat, you'll be yotzi your mitzvah of eating a kazayas of basar. That is to say, when it comes to a newly born goat or sheep, like really any vertebrate, much of the skeleton is cartilaginous. It's soft like cartilage, which later will be hardened and be replaced with bone. So it's edible in a newly born small animal, like a gid, which is the Korban Pesach, like a gdi, which is the Korban Pesach. But the point of the Mishnah here is that even if it's edible now, that's too bad. If it will ultimately not be edible, and the criterion by which you decide what's edible and not is not necessarily even based on a ram or a goat, but what would be in a full-grown cow, then it's considered to be inedible and you can't be yotzi. And since when it comes to the Korban Pesach, we're talking about an animal in its first year. Only a first-year animal is eligible from 7 days old. Therefore, we are dealing with small newborn animals, and therefore you would have a lot of this potentially soft material, and therefore that's where the Mishnah comes to address that point. And now the Mishnah says, V'roshe knafayim v'ha'sechusim. We're going to also include the tips of the knafayim, or the scapula. There are the shoulder blades of the animal, and schusin are other cartilaginous parts, like say like an ear or something. So the scapular cartilage, as well as other cartilaginous parts like ears, etc., are yes included in the status of basar. That if one ate that, he'd be yotzi as chiyav of korban pesach. The bit of the chiddush here is that these things, when it comes to a full-grown cow, wouldn't be edible unless you sort of boil them for a long time to make them soft. And when it comes to the gedi, or the seh that you're having for your korban pesach, you're not allowed to boil it. Excuse me, you have to roast it over the open fire. Nevertheless, those parts are considered edible, and therefore you can be yotzi and your chiyav with them, and therefore they can be allocated to you as part of your kazayas. Now, really fascinatingly, that's how the Bartner learns, and really all Rishonim essentially learn that way. The Rambam understands that the point of the Mishnah is not about the definition of meat, of basar, but rather the definition of etzem, of bone. And the point of our Mishnah is to tell you which are the bones that may not be broken, because that's Israel to itself, as we just discovered already. And that means that we're saying even though much of the skeleton of a newborn animal is cartilaginous now, if it's going to harden and become bone later, as we would measure against the skeleton of a mature cow, then breaking it now would be a violation of the prohibition of Shviras Etzim, of breaking the bone of the Korban Pesach, and that's where Rambam learns this part of the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah continues on and says, Hashover Esa Etzim B'Pesach HaTahor, if one does break a bone of a tahor, meaning a acceptable, legitimate Korban Pesach, one that hasn't become tummy, but it means any time that it's legitimate, hasn't been rendered pusil, invalid by some other way. So then, hareza lo karbaim, he will be liable to lashes, midoraisa, of 40 lashes, really means 39 lashes, as the case with losa says, violations of prohibitions of the Torah in general. So you see how the Rambam reads very clearly in this Mishnah, but the others, like the Barthenura learned, that we're reverting back to the discussion that we had in the previous Mishnah about Shviras Etzema, breaking the bone, in the previous Mishnah. Now, in contrast to the liability of lashes if one breaks the bone, of al hamosir b'tahor, if one leaves over meat from a tahor, meaning a valid korban Pesach, that's also a violation of a lav, because the Torah says that you may not leave it over to the morning, right? Nevertheless, if one does so, or vashover batame, or if he breaks a bone of an of tame, meaning an invalid for whatever reason, for example, that it became tame at korban Pesach, then eino loke es harbaim, he's not liable to lashes. Now, the reason why a person who violates the law of losasiro, of not leaving over the bone, leaving over the meat, I should say, mimenu ad boker, until the morning, is because there's actually two separate reasons. The first reason is this law, this prohibition, is considered to be a law, a prohibition that's hanitak lase, that is remedied by a separate positive commandment. That is to say, that the Torah says, lo sosiru menu ad boker, you may not leave it over to the morning. But then immediately it says, thereafter, it says, v'hanosru menu ad boker, one who does leave the meat over till the morning, be'esh tisrafu. It has a remedy. The remedy is that the meat is to be burned, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. So, since the Torah prescribes a specific remedy to one who violates the lav, so that's called a lav hanitak lase, it's a prohibition which is remedied by some other positive commandment, so that positive fulfillment of the positive commandment takes the place of the receiving of lashes. And so, since the leaving over the meat is a lav hanitak lase, it doesn't carry with it the penalty of lashes. There's a separate reason why one is not liable to lashes, and that is that the general rule is that anytime you have a lav she'en bo ma'asa, a prohibition that's violated passively without doing any specific act, like, for example, leaving over the meat. You didn't do anything, you just didn't eat meat. And that being the case, it's sort of a passive violation. So the rule is that a lav she'en bo ma'asa does not carry the penalty of lashes. So that's a second reason why, if one fails to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, he will not be liable to lashes. There is a couple nafkaminos. There's differences between the two approaches. Like, for example, if a person intentionally makes it that he can't eat from the meat, so that's doing an active act, or if a person lost the meat in a way that he's not going to be able to burn it, then he won't be able to be remedy the situation by burning it. And in those scenarios, perhaps one would be liable for malchus anyways. Okay. One final point, which is the source for the exemption for one who breaks the bone of a invalid apostle or a tame korban Pesach. Why is he exempt from lashes? There he didn't act. The answer is that the pasuk says the etzem lo tishburu bo. A bone of it you may not break. Vo of it, and that extra vo is miutar, it's superfluous, and it comes to teach you we're talking about it, specifically the Korban Pesach, by which one you could be yotzi his obligations, and therefore we're talking only about a valid Korban Pesach, not one that become tummy. Now, one last point, which is the Shviras Ha'etzim, the prohibition against breaking the bones, is not specific to any time. That is to say, if one broke the bones of the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on the 14th, or he did it on Pesach itself, or even he did it days after Pesach, for argument's sake. In all those cases, he'll be liable to the obligation of lashes, Shviras Etzem, if he meets other requirements to be subject to lashes, which is fine. Just keep in mind, however, that according to most, the Pashut Pshat is that the bones for which one is liable for breaking and therefore liable to lashes are bones that either have meat on them or that contain marrow inside of them. But bones that have neither a kazayas of meat on them nor marrow inside of them actually do not carry the penalty of lashes if one would break them. The ones not prohibited midoraisa from breaking those bones.